Now then, hundreds of volunteers played a key role in the Olympics as what they were calling games makers. Hayley Lever from High Peak was one of them. Hayley, you got a standing ovation pretty much during the closing ceremony last night. How did that feel?
Well, it felt great. I was back at home by last night, sitting watching the closing ceremony with my children and husband, getting lots of messages from friends saying how great it was that we got such a big cheer. So it kind of took me right back to London. Felt like I was there again, really.
You still got a bit
nice.
Of a buzz.
It was really nice. That was the biggest cheer of the night, really.
It certainly was. And well done for you. Giving your time for free, what were you doing?
I was volunteering in the velodrome, supporting the cyclists through the press operation, sort of the press area, getting interviews with all the journalists and taking them up to the media conference. So it was a real hands-on role, you know, sort of in the thick of the action.
Yeah, and you got to meet some pretty big names, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It was a real honour to be there, you know, and see so many of the cyclists get such achievements, you know, in terms of their gold medals, and just the way everyone conduct themselves and how professional the whole thing was. It was really, really exciting, and, you know, the atmosphere in the velodrome was awesome.
So was there this Olympic spirit that everyone keeps talking about?
There really was. I mean, just listening to what you've just been talking about, you know, I'm back to my desk and my day job today, and there's a big question there, you know, about what we do next in terms of legacy. In my work for the Community Sports Trust and Derbyshire Village Games, that's a huge opportunity for us now to inspire people and get involved. But certainly whilst I was in London, everything that people said about the way the city operated, the atmosphere at the events, I had some time to go and sort of spectate in Hyde Park and look at things on the big screen and see the triathlon and things as a spectator. And everywhere you went, people were just really friendly, excited and loving the atmosphere. It was brilliant.
Have you been to London many times before? Because it's not a place that's known for its friendliness, I think.
No, it's true. I was just talking to a friend who lives in London, actually, and what he was describing that he's seen over the last few weeks, people speaking to each other in the street and on the tube and things, is something we're pretty used to in Derbyshire, I think. You know, we live in quite a friendly place. But he was describing that was what he was loving about the Games as a Londoner, you know, and just the way that people were a bit more open, a bit more friendly than usual. And I hope that, you know, can carry on.
Well, certainly when the torch came to Derbyshire and East Staffordshire, there was a real feeling of community, wasn't there? It really did sort of bring people together at times that actually have been quite tough for people in Derby recently. You've got to tell me what you thought of last night's closing ceremony. Did you see it on the telly?
I did, yeah. I watched it on the TV with my family. It was amazing. It was such a nice way to end. And just brought, you know, into one place all the pride and excitement that people have felt over the last few weeks, and really topped it off with a bang. I thought it was fantastic.
So are you going to be off to Rio in 2016?
Well, I don't know if I can convince my parents to look after the children if I was to go to Rio, but I'd certainly be keen to volunteer again, perhaps at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow is maybe a more realistic aim.
It's a lot closer.
You know, it's a lot closer as well, but we do need to get people active, you know, off the back of this. There's been a lot of talk about investing in elite sport and school sport in the last few days, which is brilliant that people are now putting their money into those areas. But for the people in Derbyshire, you know, I think we also need to consider the bottom end, the grassroots people in communities, and what are they going to do? How are we going to sustain that legacy of keeping people active?
Well,
just in day-to-day life, you know.
Yeah, that's very much your bag. You're chief officer at the Community Sports Trust, aren't you?
That's right, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us, Hayley Lever.
You're welcome.
Chief officer of the Community Sports Trust, but also a games maker, one of the tens of thousands of volunteers who, as Jacques Rogge said yesterday, made London 2012.
BBC Radio Derby Travel News.